If there's one thing Governor Rick Scott's Hospital and Healthcare Funding Commission did, it was to highlight surprise medical bills. Scott encouraged Floridians to report what he called price gouging complaints, and it worked. The state held a forum on the issue last October, and David Rogers, a chemistry professor, talked about two bills he received. One was for $27,000.
So you can imagine the distress that would cause an entire family, which previously thought that our insurance was going to protect us, only to find out that that just wasn't true.
These types of bills for services consumers thought were covered are referred to as balanced billing. In Rogers' case, the hospital was considered an in-network provider, but the doctor who treated the patient was not. Early on, the Florida House unveiled legislation cracking down on the practice. Here's Republican Representative John Wood explaining the bill.
It prohibits balanced billing for emergency services and unexpected billing for non-emergency service providers in PPOs and EPOs. It provides a formula for the insurance companies to use in reimbursing the non-contracted providers of both emergency and non-emergency services.
In short, Rogers may not have gotten a bill under this scenario. The plan is based on recommendations by Florida's healthcare consumer advocate, Sharon James. The House measure is up for full consideration by that chamber. And now a bill by Miami Republican Senator Rene Garcia is a step closer to the Senate floor.
I've been asked to try to thread this needle very carefully. And when we first started, no one thought that we can try to figure this out. We had, you know, we had the HMOs on one side, we had the Florida Medical Association on one side, the Florida Hospital Association and different hospital groups on another side. And we were able to bring everyone to the table and try to bring a bill that I think everyone can live with.
The bill also requires providers and insurers to try and resolve billing issues without patients getting involved. A provision limiting insurance companies from retroactively denying coverage and then recouping payments because of unpaid premiums was brought before the Senate's Appropriations Committee. Republican Senator Joe Negron says it was a consumer protection.
The provider, the doctor, the nurse practitioner, the hospital, has a right to reasonably rely on the representation made to them, not only verbally, but also with a written authorization code that is communicated to the...
But Garcia objected, saying the amendment could hurt the larger bill, which was a compromise between the insurance companies, advocates, and lawmakers who have worked on the issue for months.
Senator Negron, I do agree with the bill, the provisions of this amendment itself, but just not on this bill and the way it is done. I wish it would have been crafted in a separate way to make sure that we fix a problem in its entirety and not just downstream as opposed to upstream.
That issue failed to be added. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.